Dark Cast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
So this episode is sponsored in part by Dos Equis Ranch Water.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it sponsored by them?
Did
they pay for this ad? This advertisement?
Please pay for this ad. It's all right.
Y'all niggas remember when...
Continue.
When Yo Gabba Gabba was a thing?
Yeah. In some subs, like in some circles, it's still a thing.
Really?
Well,
I ain't heard nobody talk about it anymore.
DJ,
I don't hear the
rock.
Kids. I don't hear the kids talking about Yo Gabba Gabba. I don't hear nobody talking about them characters.
I feel like it's available on YouTube. Like, you can watch everything on YouTube. You don't need a subscription to anything. Maybe it's fizzled out a bit.
I mean, they don't make new episodes, so, you know.
No, it's not in production anymore. That is correct.
And they don't advertise it anywhere.
Well, first of all, they were making most of their money from live shows after after all the production stuff. There's no live shows happening anymore. I mean,
there aren't any Yo Gabba Gabba live shows since Kendall was a kid. Since you guys went to that one with Kendall.
There's been other ones since then, but yes, I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
These kids today, these little ones, they want to watch Ryan and shit.
They want TikTok.
And exactly. They want to watch Tubi, YouTube, YouTube, and they want to watch, what's that, that Poco, what's his name?
Pokio?
No. No. That other thing. I don't know. That thing, Cocomelon.
Cocomelon.
Yeah, they want to watch
that's
that
JJ,
shit.
Baby JJ.
They want to watch that shit. They don't want to watch, you know, live action stuff. They want animated crap.
Hey, remember when we met two girls on the bench and Justine?
Mm-hmm.
Those were the days.
Those were the days.
So, Brady, what's going on?
Trying to keep living, you know. Everything's trying to kill you. So, isn't that a podcast? There's a podcast called Everything's Just Trying to Kill You.
I have no idea.
There is, or there used to be.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean,
there's a podcast for everything, obviously. Yeah, there is or was a podcast called Everything's Trying to Kill You. But everything is trying to kill you. So, you know, I'm trying to avoid everything that's trying to kill me. I had a freaking bursitis shot yesterday.
Tell us about that.
I got a cortisone shot in my hip yesterday because I have... Or my doctor believes I have bursitis. He referred me to a damn physical therapist for my back.
Oh.
Old people syndrome. That's what this is. And, yeah. That's how life is treating me right now, y'all. It's trying to kill me. But my iron levels were okay. So, it's above 11 now. So I'm not going to die or bleed to death, hopefully.
I think because you probably changed your eating habits also.
I just took some fucking iron. That's why. Well,
make a liar out of me, Brandy.
I took the iron pills. What's going on with you?
What is going on with me? I am doing the same. Trying to stay alive. I just feel like there's always something. Like, my hands are always in something.
Your hands are always in something?
Yeah.
What are they in?
Right now, they're about to be making some dog biscuits because I've got my Beauty's Valentines are back. And I had a friend order some for her new neighbor and then ordered herself one of my winter boxes, also known as my CBD box. And then a friend who I used to work with was like, hey, I just ordered some dog biscuits from you. And I was like, oh my gosh, thanks, Frank. You're the best. So if you guys want to get some of my tasty Beauty's biscuits for your dogs, visit beautiesbiscuits.com. Gourmet small batches, yummy pumpkin dog treats. Use offer code LIES, L-I-E-S, all lowercase, and save 15%.
Yeah, do that.
Do that. So that's what I've been doing. I'm just trying to survive, man, pretty much. But you're right, everything is trying to kill you.
Yep.
But we're here, and that's all that really matters. So hello, listeners. Y'all niggas remember.
Hello.
Hello, listeners. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for coming.
And this is Book of Lies Podcast. I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's bolt bitches.
All right, y'all. If you aren't already, mosey on over to our website, bookofliespodcast.com. There you can see all of our previous episodes. Check out our collaborations page. I did check. Our merch is still up. So you could still get your hands on some of our bulb socks. We've got shirts on there, sweatshirts too. I'm going to remove that at the end of this month. So I'm going to be changing stuff out. So if you want to get your hands on the items that are currently there, you have until the end of February 2022. After that, it's going to be different stuff. FYI. You could follow us on social if you aren't already, on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram and or Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. Hey, hello to our new members of our group on Facebook. Thank you for joining us. Be nice.
Yeah. Wait, what?
You know, don't harass people.
Oh God, are people harassing people?
Mm-mm. They are not, but you have to let them know before. You got to set the tone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into writing all these policies and things like, you know,
rules and shit.
Rules and regulations. That's not my bag, babe. So you're hearing it verbally.
The verbalization of the rules.
The verbalization of the rules.
And regulations. So and you, if you have a problem, you gonna come see my fist, bitch.
Ooh, spicy. You asked me if I got the opportunity to watch New Jersey Housewives because it was the season premiere.
Mm-hmm.
I did not see it. Do you want to let us know what's going on?
It's pretty much, you know, everybody still has drama with Jennifer because Jennifer fucking is just a drama person.
The Turkish chick.
Uh-huh. So she comes in with drama, with, Margaret and, what's her name? The blonde chick.
I know the one who used to be overweight and like super skinny.
Yeah. Her.
I don't remember her name.
I know, right? I can never, like, remember her name either. That's sad. She needs, like, a bigger storyline, I think.
Let me look into her name.
But, yeah, she comes in with, you know, drama with them. And, oh, of course, drama with Melissa.
Did you hear about Melissa and Joe?
What about them?
They're getting divorced.
What?
They released that. I saw an article a couple weeks ago. So, yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Hang on. Let me look into that really quick. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, like the major story for the episode is that apparently there's a video online circulating that Louis, Teresa's boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
he did this like warrior camp and they made this video and he's like, groveling, apologizing to some chick, I guess an ex-girlfriend or whatever. Warrior and people are like, oh my God, how embarrassing for Teresa. Oh my God, what is he doing? Ew, this is weird, blah, 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 blah. And the video is like, it's one of those things that, you know, he's basically like, he obviously did something bad or something to piss her off. And so at this warrior camp, he's supposed to be, I guess, trying to apologize or, you know, how they make you face whatever it was that...
Your greatest disgrace or some shit.
I don't know, but that's what he's doing in the video. But people are like, oh my God, you know, it's a bunch of half naked dudes and they're on a beach and it's really weird.
I love it.
It's like, it's not.
It's not hot.
No.
That chick's name is Jackie.
Yes, Jackie. Thank you. Oh, and now there's a new chick. Some chick that used to be a correspondent or something on, CNN. She's dating some ex-football player. Tiki something or other.
Tiki Barber?
Yeah, Tiki Barber. How do you know?
I love Tiki Barber. He's a twin.
How do you know him?
Because I follow the Barber twins.
Okay, well, yes. His wife They're on the show now. So okay. Tiki Barber, you he's up there.
I get
you
my get, Tiki Barber
you
taste.
You get to look at him, I guess. Okay,
cool.
You know, so they're like, so oh my
she,
God.
Is she
you know,
black or is he, she
like- She's white. She's blonde. She's got tall and skinny. And apparently there was a thing because him and his wife broke up when she was like eight or 9 months or weeks pregnant or some shit. And, you know, so like she's a homewrecker, blah, blah, blah. And she's friends with Melissa.
Okay.
So Melissa and Joe are their friends. And so that's how we are introduced to them. But, you know, so this season is obviously going to be some fucking bullshit craziness, of course, as usual. But, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Okay. Like, I do, like, dabble in the New Jersey Housewives. So I definitely need to get back into that. Mm-hmm. I've been watching Miami and the OC.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Salt Lake City. I just want the finale to hurry up and happen so I could see this reunion.
Oh, the Salt Lake City reunion?
Yeah, the Salt Lake City. I'm just ready for it to be over. All the dramas that's happening right now, so the Erica and Tom Girardi case is being settled.
Good.
Erica has to, like, give back, like, millions of dollars worth of jewelry, and she don't wanna.
Oh, just get, you can get more, girl. You can get more.
But why is it so, like, why are you hanging on to it? Just get fucking rid of it to push this behind you. It's a gift. Fuck it. Get rid of it.
Exactly.
Get fucking rid of it.
Because I don't think it has sentimental value at all. I think... I just want it to you know, look a certain way or to keep up appearances. So.
Well, I want that to be over. Just give them the jewels and be done with it and just wash your hands clean of it.
Seriously.
I'm clean. There's that new documentary on Netflix I wanted to watch last night, but my child would not let me.
What documentary?
It's called like The Tender something.
What?
The Tender Terrorizer.
Tender kisses.
Netflix.
Run away. My singing voice is not on point today.
It's called The Tender Swindler.
The Tender Swindler.
Yeah.
I think I watched that. Is it the English guy? The British dude?
I don't know. Probably. And there's like Russians.
Oh, no. I watched another one. This guy. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
No, I haven't watched it yet and I really want to. And it's something new on Netflix. I think it's a series. It's a documentary, so it's an hour, it's like 2 hours.
So. Oh, okay, so it's not the one I watched a series, and this guy, I don't think it was on Netflix though. This guy was awful. It was a British dude. They were in England. Actually, he was international. Mm-hmm. Never mind. But yeah, okay, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Did you watch, we can talk about it afterwards. It's fine.
Cool. Well, guys. If you listened to last week's episode, you should know what we're talking about today. So, what are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
We are going to talk about the 1940s classic, Pinocchio.
Stromboli.
No, Stromboli was the bad guy.
I know. I know.
Stromboli was the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, so the Disney's Pinocchio, 1940s Pinocchio, which is, well, it's an adaptation of an Italian author, Carlo Collodi. His original story was published in 1883.
Okay.
The Real Adventures of Pinocchio.
Oh, okay.
And that reads like a horror story.
Apparently. I love it. I'm going to have to read it. Okay.
Well, I wanted to read it before, you know, we came here for the podcast. Reads like a horror story. So apparently...
It probably is a horror story.
Well,
turn awful stories into fucking fairy tale cuteness.
Well, yeah. So this in 1883, I'm sure everything was a nightmare back then, but in Italy. So he released this in a magazine or it was a newspaper. So it was like a weekly story and people were following the story.
Right.
And the first story only had like 13 chapters. Yeah. And at the end of the 13th chapter, Pinocchio's dead. Like he's... being hung or something. It's horrible. He gets himself in like horrible situations and everyone's like, well, this sucks.
Oh, they didn't like it?
And well, I mean, hey, this is it. And they asked him to come back and write some more.
Mm-hmm.
And so he continued with 14 through like 30. And that's when the Blue Fairy is introduced to save Pinocchio and to, know, get him along his merry way.
To help him.
To help him. Because he's gets into all kinds of shit.
I'm buying this book right now.
Carlo Collodi.
From thriftbooks.com.
Oh, how much is it? Like $6?
$4.99.
Nice.
142 pages.
Yep.
Carlo Collodi. By Carlo Collodi, Sergio Staino. Staino Carlo Collodi. That's his whole name. Sergio Staino Carlo Collodi. Staino Carlo Collodi. Carlo Chiostri. Okay, so he's got three names.
His book is the most published book in, like, Italian history.
I love it.
It's been translated in, like, so many languages. Mm-hmm. So he's, like, Italian royalty.
Awesome.
So, it's an adaptation from that. Brandy's going to get the books, and maybe we'll do a Patreon, and maybe we'll read the book to you guys. How does that sound? Can we do that? Legally?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Because it's in the public domain.
Nice. All right, cool. So look out for that. Okay, so Pinocchio. I was watching it with my kid the other day. We watched it again today. I was like, do you want to watch Pinocchio again? She was like, I'm kind of scared. And I was like, what? And so we watched it. And in the Disney adaptation of the story, you know, Geppetto, he's a woodcarver, a woodcutter. What are they called? A craftsman? Let's not nitpick around the words. But that's when it starts out. We're introduced to him first. And, well, actually, Jiminy Cricket. Big deal.
Yeah, he's a woodcarver and a creator.
Woodcarver and creator. Boom, that's him. In the original, in the 1883 rendition, apparently Pinocchio terrorizes Geppetto.
I bet he does.
Like, you little bastard, I gave you life. Because in
Geppetto wanted a son.
In his story, Geppetto finds, like, I feel like I've seen it before in different stories of Pinocchio, magic wood. He finds magic wood that can cry and laugh, and he makes it into a puppet. Ooh. Creepy. Super creepy. In the story, Geppetto's just living his best life and does want a son and makes a wish on a star that he had a real boy. And then this blue fairy's just floating around and hears Geppetto's call and makes her way into Geppetto's home, breaking and entering, just saying, and then just giving me a baby. Nobody said I even, like, you don't even know my qualification.
Not a baby, a puppet man. I mean,
a puppet man.
A live action puppet boy.
Well, the funny thing is, as I'm watching it as an adult, when the blue fairy comes and decides to bestow Pinocchio the gift of life and turns a puppet into a live puppet, she's like, all right, dude, you have the opportunity to become a real
boy. To get a soul. That's basically what that is.
To become a real boy.
To get a soul.
But you need to be good. You need to be well behaved.
You need to show me you deserve a soul.
Yes. So then she decides to make a fucking cricket his conscience.
Yeah.
Let your conscience be your guide.
Always let your conscience be your guide.
But if we learned anything about Jiminy Cricket, is that he's a bum. He's a streeple.
You're so stupid.
He comes into Geppetto's wood shop because he was like, hey, nobody's here. Let me slide in. Nice warm place. His clothes are tattered, and he's like, oh my gosh, she has given me the best opportunity.
He's a streeple.
He's a streeple. And it's like, what qualifications do you have to be this puppet's conscience? She knows nothing about him. It's like, hey, I'll do this job. And he's like, okay. And then she, like, gives him a new outfit. He's fresh. He's like, what about a badge? She's like, you gotta earn the badge. And he's like, okay.
Badge. Conscience. Listen, it's the same fucking principle as these foster parents out here that fucking become foster parents. They're not fucking vetted. They're not fucking, you know, they don't go do fucking like a month's worth of in-home visits. They're like, here's a kid. Here you go. Fucking who knows what these people are about to do to these kids.
Brandy. So, I read this article and I read this article and this woman was in jail, and she was in jail for killing her foster child who was 6 years old.
Oh my God.
And what her and her husband did was they were poisoning this little boy. They were like oversalting his food and keeping all this sodium in his body to make him like weak and tired and whatever. I don't know. And so when she went into jail, she lied and said she was in there for neglect rather than murder.
Uh-huh.
And the inmates found out, and then they started poisoning her.
Good.
They started oversalting her shit and like fighting her and stuff, and they had to separate her.
She had to go to solitary.
Yeah, she even tried to like, you know, take her own life because you's a bitch. You's a fucking bitch, and you got what you got, and that's what you get. And you don't hurt kids. You don't, like, why? Why even take this child into your home if you're gonna kill them? If you're gonna torture them? Please do a better job. Please do a better job of, like, vetting these people, like you said.
Foster system. It's really terrible.
I read it, and I'm happy that I read it at the point where I read it, that I didn't have to, like, go through a trial with these people, mm-hmm. that she is in jail, and, like, she's being tortured herself in jail. I don't like torture, but bitch, you deserve it.
Yeah. So, like I said, that's the principle there. The same principle with
Jiminy Cricket.
Jiminy Cricket and the Blue Fairy. She's like, oh, you'll do.
You'll do. Yeah. You'll do. Here's a new suit. And so, okay. He's like, all right, cool. Got it. Bet. No problem. And so then Geppetto wakes up and is like, oh, hey, Pinocchio, you're alive. What the fuck? I'm scared.
What
do I do? I've got a real boy. Ah!
My son, Geppetto.
Geppetto.
I mean, Geppetto.
Pinocchio. Pinocchio! As Jiminy calls him.
Pinocchio.
Day one. Pinocchio, go to school. Okay, Papa. Sure. Pinocchio's walking to school and a sly fox. They just happen to be like these characters that they put into it.
They're exactly what they're supposed to be.
A sly fox, and whatever the fox's friend's name was, maybe he was a fox too. What do they call him? Honest something. Like, if someone's name is Honest something, they're a liar.
Except for Honest Abe.
What?
You know, but, Abraham Lincoln, Honest Abe?
Yeah, I know. But we just have to look past, like, with the surface that they give us. So he sees Pinocchio walking down the street. He was like, oh, shit, what is that? A puppet? With no strings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I'm going to make some money.
I'm going to make some money off of you. He go and fast talks him and convinces him that he's going to be an actor. And, you know.
Again, there's the premise of the freaking disgusting, slimy-ass agent. Hey, I can make you a star. And then, you know.
I'm going to sell you into servitude.
There we go. Human trafficking happens. Or in this case, puppet trafficking happens. So.
It's private property. So he goes and introduces him and or sells him to, what was the guy's name?
Stromboli.
Stromboli, who like is like cursing in Italian all over the place.
He's a slave driver.
He says, okay, anyway. So Pinocchio ends up on stage. And then Geppetto's like, oh, shit, what happened? You're supposed to be going to school. You didn't go to school. Oh, great. He finds him when he's on stage. And he was like, go ahead, make a fool of yourself. Fine.
Get cool. That's what he's saying.
So Pinocchio does his thing. And he sings, I have no strings.
Uh-huh.
To hold me down, to make me frown. Da-da-da-da.
Oh, Lord.
And I got no strings on me. He does the dance. He sings the song. Everybody's like, holy shit, a puppet singing and dancing free of strings. Here's our money. Take it, take it, take it. Jiminy Cricket is like, oh, well, I was wrong. I guess he's better off doing this. See you when I see you. Like, how do you just give up so fast and just toss him to the wolves and just give up? Guess he doesn't need me anymore. I'm out.
He's like, I can go do something else in my new suit.
Well, I'm just like, okay, you've been given this job. You should not be giving up on your puppet boy, Pinocchio. You obviously know he is a new being of this realm and does not know how things work. But you just decide to say, okay, since he's a success, I'm going to leave him with Stromboli to be an actor. Did you even talk to Stromboli? No! Just let him go. After the show, Pinocchio... So, he's sitting there as Stromboli's counting his money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking to him and he's interpreting what he's saying. So you could tell, like, his naivete and, like, he doesn't understand exactly what he's saying. Because when he's like, I'm going to force you in front of all of these people and you're going to make Stromboli lots of money. He's like, okay. And he's like, well, I'm going to go home and see my papa. I'll see you tomorrow. Stromboli's like, you're not going home.
You're not going anywhere.
You're mine. And he's like, so I could have you when I need you. Like, creep. Throws him in a cage. Brent says, my child says, what's happening? I said, he just got kidnapped. Pinocchio just got kidnapped.
He got human trafficked. That's what happened. Or puppet trafficked,
puppet,
in this case.
Puppet trafficked. And so Brent was like, what? And I was like, that's why you don't talk to strangers. Because you'll end up kidnapped.
Okay, then.
So then Pinocchio starts losing his shit, crying, screaming, looking for Jiminy Cricket, whistling, and like, oh, I made a mistake. Oh, where's my help? And that's how kids are. Like, everything's fine, hunky-dory. They're not thinking about the pat, like, what their responsibilities are or what they should be doing until they're in trouble.
Yeah. They don't, and they do shit, do random-ass shit, and they're like, oh, I'm about to get in trouble. And then they try to hide it, or they try to lie about it. Yeah, that's what they do. They don't think about, they don't have any foresight.
No consequences.
Or no forethought about what they're doing in the moment. They just do shit because they have no impulse control, or they have a lack of impulse control. So,
because that part of their brain doesn't develop until they're older.
Yeah.
Impulse control.
If it even develops, because sometimes I still have fucking no impulse control. And I'm like, oh shit, I'm not getting in trouble.
Give a little whistle.
Jiminy! Jiminy!
But he's screaming his fucking head off, right? And I'm like, Jiminy Cricket, where are you? And then here's Jiminy Cricket sitting outside watching the trolley drive by with Pinocchio in it. And then he's like, oh, well, I guess he's going to be a star. Oh, too bad. He was like, let me go and say goodbye. And catches up with the thing. And he's like, Pinocchio, what happened? Fool sitting in a cage. He's like, he said he's going to put me in everybody's eyes. And he was like, because he was like, my little gold mine, my little wooden gold mine. He said, he's going to turn me into a gold brick and then cut me. Firewood. Like, he didn't hear anything that man said to him. He just picked up certain things. So it's like, he has to, like, kind of understand what this man is saying to you, you know? So that's why I was like, that's his naivete. He's a child.
Yeah.
He is a fucking child. He's, like, 2 days old.
Yeah.
And you've thrown him to the wolves. So then Geppetto tries to go, Geppetto, fuck.
Jiminy.
Jiminy tries to break the lock. He's not able to do that, and they both start boo-hoo-hoo and crying. Oh, well.
I wish that worked.
I wish that worked, too.
Crying would solve all my problems. I'd do it all the fucking time.
Well, the blue fairy must have heard them tears.
Of course. Because they're magics.
She was like, she's probably like, this is probably a game for her. She's just watching. She's like, this dumb shit. And she's like...
She's a bad fairy.
Jiminy Cricket gave him as the conscience.
I think I'm going to write an essay on why the blue fairy is a villain.
Okay. Well, she pops up. Pinocchio's like, oh, no, she's coming. What do I do? And tries to, like, hide in his cage from the blue fairy. And she's like, Pinocchio, why didn't you go to school today? And he was like, I met two monsters. And they put me in a sack. And his nose continues to grow. And, you know, the story, his nose grows. And he tells so many lies that the birds, a nest forms on the thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The birds hatch. He tells another lie and then the tree dies. That was funny. Like, it's all green and living. And then he tells one more lie and then it dies. Mm-hmm. And he has this dry branch on his face. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, they say it's the lie that you're telling is clear as the nose on your face or something like that. How's that saying go?
I don't know. It's as plain as a nose on your face.
Some shit like that. It means we know you're lying, Ted, Stan, Mitch, Bill, Frank, Hector, Terrence,
okay,
and Michelle. We know y'all lying, okay? My. Yes, all of y'all.
You're all a bunch of liars.
Except for you. You're the good one.
Who's you?
I don't know. Whoever's listening.
Sally?
Yeah. And Pietro. You're good, bro. She's like, she's like, if you can't be good, you're worth wood or something like that. And I was like, this could be taken in a lot of different contexts. But she was like, a bad boy pretty much isn't worth anything except wood. Something to that effect. And I was just like, okay, that's a little creepy, but let's keep moving forward. They get out. They break free. And Geppetto is like waiting for his son to come home and goes out looking for the boy, which is sad because he's walking in the.
Oh, that's right. He gets swallowed by a fucking whale.
Yeah, but not yet. But when he got taken by Stromboli, he walks outside with his thing and
his lantern.
Yeah, his lantern, because there's apparently not lights back then.
There's gas.
Gas lamps. The carriage drives right by. And I feel like that's kind of the same situation like in scary movies or like real movies. Like you don't even know that your son's inside of there and you just missed him. Anyway, he gets out, he goes home, he swears he's going to be a good kid, he swears he's going to go to school, and what happens? The fucking Sly Fox runs, he's like, oh shit, Pinocchio's back. I'll sell him again to somebody else. Dick. And then he confuses him. It's like, walk this boy to school. Take him to school. Walk your children to school. Keep them away from stranger dangers. I think that would have solved everything if they would have just walked him straight to the door
of school. I have to go to work. I cannot walk my child to school.
I'm going to drive you. Let's go.
How about you ask the neighbor? Can you do that?
Well.
Can you ask somebody to take your kid to school? Somebody. Jiminy needs to walk his ass to school. Somebody needs to walk him to school. Actually, Jiminy's barely freaking able to take care of himself.
Exactly. Because then he gets tricked again by Honest Fox, whatever his name is, confuses him. He's like, oh, well, you need a vacation. Let's go to the Island of Wonders or Pleasure Island or whatever the fuck they call it. Fantasy Island. What is it called?
Always let your conscience be your guide. Not really. Not you, Jiminy.
Pleasure Island, excuse me. Yeah, so it is Pleasure Island. So he's like, oh, you need a vacation. Let's go to send you to Pleasure Island. He's like, okay, hanging out with a bunch of fucking badass kids.
Bad kids. Donkey kids.
Badass fucking kids smoking. I think they were even drinking. Playing pool, and this guy was like,
they were gambling.
Yeah. And like, Pinocchio smokes a cigar, he turns green, and he's just like, yeah, this is cool, I guess. Ooh. Living my best life, right? No!
Yeah.
Children, go to school. Stay away from the bad kids.
Or you'll turn into an ass.
Okay, because he was like, well, Jiminy Cricket's like, Pinocchio, what are you doing? Because he's smoking. He's like doing all kinds of things. And he was just like, how dare you? And Pinocchio was like, because he met this kid. I don't remember the kid's name. He's like, he's my best friend. He's like, you've known this guy for 20 minutes. How is this your fucking best friend, bro? And then he's like, well, then make a jackass out of yourself then, right?
That's exactly what happened.
And then Jiminy Cricket's stomping out and he hears all this donkeys.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, shit, they're going to turn him into a donkey. Let me go back. And then chaos ensues. The donkey transformation is in full effect.
Right.
And so, I don't want to be a donkey. I'll be good. You'll be good now that you're a donkey. You've done all these things that led up to this. Now you've changed because you've become a donkey? Damn that. That's just how, and I feel like, obviously, this is something that kind of seems true with adolescents and kids growing up and making the right and wrong choices, because they're like, hey, at the beginning, like, you need to watch out for temptation. That's what the fairy says. Mm-hmm. Temptation. Watch out for that. Mm-hmm. And what's temptation? When you don't know if something's right or wrong, but you try to make the right decision. But he's a three-day-old puppet that you've thrown into the world of temptation. What is he supposed to do? Except turn into a fucking donkey.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, fortunately, his homie Jiminy Cricket stood by him this time. Because he gets sick of him. He's like, well, shit, I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, he has no patience for Pinocchio.
I have no patience for these kids, so yes.
Fuck these kids! Maybe that'll be the title of this episode.
Pinocchio, fuck these kids.
No, just fuck these kids.
Oh my god!
Pinocchio gets away from Pleasure Island, tries to go home to run to his papa, and papa's gone.
Yeah, looking for your ass.
Looking for your ass. And what happens? He ends up in a whale. Monstro the whale.
So, are we calling... I guess Geppetto is Job?
Mm.
You know, because Job got swallowed by a whale. Mm. No, that was Jonah. Was it Job? It was Jonah. Jonah got swallowed by the whale.
Jonah and the whale.
Yeah, Jonah. It was Jonah, not Job.
Well, this is...
But Job had a lot of fucking patience. So maybe that's what it is, because Geppetto obviously has some patience to deal with Pinocchio's ass. Who knows?
He finds Monstro the whale and ends up getting swallowed up too, and finds his papa.
Monstro.
And
his Monstro.
And Figaro. I love that Figaro's in this. The cat. Mm-hmm. And that's Minnie's cat also.
Yeah. They had a
Figaro. Oh, he's so cute. Let's give him to Minnie.
Let's keep Figaro around. Figaro's a little shit too, but
Figaro.
He's cool. You're cool, Figaro.
Figaro.
They end up in the whale and they're like, oh my God, what are we gonna do? Pinocchio's like, I got it.
I'm gonna smoke.
Let's start a fire.
Let's smoke.
Smoke something. And so they start a fire. They get pushed out of the whale. Mm-hmm. And then Pinocchio drowns.
Oh, well. He's wood. He can float. What the fuck are we talking about?
What are we even talking about? But once they make it to the surface, to the shore.
Literally wood floats.
To the shore, Pinocchio did not survive the whale encounter. Takes him home.
How about some science?
And is super sad and super depressed. And who shows up? The villainous Blue Fairy. And decides to make Pinocchio a real boy because he's deserving, because he has sacrificed himself for his Faja. Mm-hmm.
Papa, Papa.
So the funny thing is, like, when Pinocchio wakes up as a real boy, he's like, Papa. Geppetto's like, Pinocchio's dead. Who are you? Like, stop talking to me. My Pinocchio's dead. So creepy. He was like, you're dead.
He's like, there ain't no such thing as reincarnation.
Pinocchio had that snapback, bounced back and turned into a real boy. Mm-hmm. But hopefully he's going to walk this little shit to school moving forward.
Well, now he won't get snatched because he's not a mark anymore.
He's not a mark anymore. Yeah, he's not so valuable. He's a real kid.
Yeah.
It's not like people take those anymore.
Right. Well, you know, back then.
They take you to Pleasure Island and turn you into a donkey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So the moral of the story is it's dangerous out there.
Everything's trying to kill you guys.
Everything's trying to kill you. Walk your kids to school. Teach them to not trust their friends because they don't have their best interests. To not trust neighbors or strangers because stranger danger. And stranger danger is not really the thing that much. It's more people that you know, which are the creeps. So tell them to watch out for creepy shit. Just saying. It's usually the people that you do know that come for you. Right?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily, unless it's like real trafficking, then it's for sure exactly. A stranger.
It's a stranger.
It's definitely a stranger in that situation.
Yes.
But I thought this would be a little lighthearted, and Pinocchio's a fucking classic, right? Make your kids watch it. It's on Disney Plus. Get them scared.
I don't think it'll hold the weight that it did in the fucking 40s.
My child knows stranger danger now, knows not to talk to strangers, doesn't trust people. I think it did the job. I made her watch it twice. And I was like, if you lie, your nose is going to grow. Mm-hmm.
She's like, but I lied before and it didn't, so what are you talking about, Mom?
I'll bop you upside your head.
Mommy, you're lying to me, Mom. Your nose is growing, Mom!
Hey, hey, hey. We lie to our children for the betterment of our children.
I can't take it. I can't take it.
I lie to you for your own good.
Listen, somebody was trying to lie to my daughter the other day, and I was like, "Stop lying to her."
What happened? Hang on, let me fix this window.
And then he was like, "Well, why are you undermining my?" I'm like, "Because you're fucking lying."
Oh, her daddy was trying to lie to her,
and I was like, "I'm not gonna do that because she's gonna have to know the truth, and she needs to know the truth sooner than fucking later. That's why."
Are you gonna tell us what the situation
is? I don't remember what it was, but I was just like, "Stop lying to her."
Can you stop lying, please?
Like, why are you lying? Why are you? What? How does that? Oh, I think it was. I don't remember. It had to do with like something about. Her making choices. She was like, "Can I drink? Can I drink when I get older?" Is what she said because her sister. Her dad was telling a story about her sister who had some margaritas and her throat was hurting. Gracie said, "How come grown-ups drink?" I said, "Because that's what grown-ups do. They drink. Sometimes they drink because it's happy hour and they just got off of work and they want to have, you know, a little bit of relaxation and they might have a drink to have to relax. And then sometimes they go to parties and they drink. And sometimes, you know, they just want to have a drink, so they drink." She's like, "Can I drink when I get older?" I said, that is a choice that you can make. And of course her dad's like, no, you can't drink, blah, 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 drinking this and blah, blah, blah. I was like, stop lying to her. Why are you doing that? I'm like, because you're fucking lying. And she needs to know the truth because she's going to be faced with, sooner than fucking later, maybe somebody wants her to drink something. Or I don't even remember what, you know, the whole thing, but it was about drinking. I was like, yeah, when you get older, you can make the choice to drink or to not drink. That's up to you. You're going to make decisions and they're going to have consequences. They might be good consequences or bad consequences, but you're going to have to experience that for yourself. Blah, blah, blah. No, you're just supposed to do what daddy tells you and blah, blah, blah. I was like, so you think that she's going to be 45 talking about my daddy said? I don't freaking think so. So that's what happened.
No, I feel you. It's just like, I'm not going to coddle you and lie. Just be real. Like, you have to make it. Like, my kids know mama drinks mama juice and you can't have mama juice until you're 21.
And then, oh, they know the age?
If you, well, Kendall. Can I have some of this? Get the fuck out of here. Oh, no.
Can I have some of this?
No, you cannot. All right, Brandy. Guys, that was Pinocchio. Hope you enjoyed that. Give a little whistle. No. Leave a review. Woo-hoo! Brandy, what you been watching? You were going to say something.
Yeah, girl, I watched this damn Netflix show. The woman across the street from the girl in the window.
I wanted to watch that. Is that Kristen Bell?
Yes.
Okay.
In it, Kristen Bell she's like a shut-in, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, she goes outside, but she doesn't really, like, leave her house because there was something bad that happened that basically made her, like, a fucking agoraphobic, almost. Mm-hmm. And then she gets a new neighbor, and he's hot, and he has a daughter. And so she makes friends with the daughter, because the daughter is selling selling candy for her school. Yeah, she's selling chocolates for her school, and she's like, I'll take all of the almond ones. And the little girl's like, oh, the lady next door to us bought all of them.
Already. I always get the almonds, girl. They always go on first. That makes me mad.
Look, so she was like, oh, did she? And the little girl's like, is she not nice? And she's like, oh, no, she's nice. But, like, the neighbor, little girl's neighbor is, like, she's trying to set up Kristen Bell with a guy because she's like, you need to move on. And so she's kind of an asshole. Like, she was talking shit about her at the store to somebody else.
Okay.
So she does go to the store because she drinks wine. She's like, she drinks a lot of wine.
I bet she do. What else you going
to
do?
So she goes to the store. Oh, she doesn't go out in the rain. That's what it is. She doesn't go out when it's raining. But anyway, but there's, like, she fantasizes these sex scenes with her neighbor across the street. And it's, like, people are like, oh, my God, I just saw Kristen Bell naked.
Oh, is she naked in the movie?
Online. There are some
pretty. You see her boobs?
I don't think you even see her boobs, really. But, like, you see the guy, his butt. And, like, you know, like, there's a scene of them in the kitchen. And, like, you know, he's on top of her. And
yeah.
There's a scene where, like, she fantasizes him or imagines him, like, at her door, and he comes in and they just, like, get it on, and then she, like, snaps out of it, and she's like full on, like, having a whole thing going on in her head, like, and actually acting it out. It's really funny. But the show is crazy. Like, it's crazy. I predicted, you know, who, because it's like a mystery. Like, okay. she's like, I saw a murder happened. Okay. Everybody's like, no, there was no murder. There was no murder. And, but she's like, it was a murder. It was a murder. And so she's trying to solve this murder.
Got it.
And it's pretty funny. And I'm like, oh yeah, they're calling back to her fucking Veronica Mars days.
Ah, okay.
But,
That was going to be my next question. So you did say it was funny.
It's
so
that's crazy. Cool. It's not funny. Like, there's certain situations that are funny. And, like, at the end, you're like, yeah, okay. All right. We knew it. Because, yeah, there's some comedic, you know, situations. But it's just like, the whole thing is like, I think by the middle of it, I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I know who did it. And then I was like, I was right. She did it.
Aw, I or hate when I did it right.
Or whatever. But
okay, cool.
But what have you been watching?
I watched this movie. It was a 2019 movie with Henry Cavill and Sir Ben Kingsley. And what's her name? Oh, chick. It's called Night Hunter. Have you seen that?
No. Wait, no.
So I watched it on Amazon, and I forget that girl's name, Daddario. What's her name, Daddario?
Alessandra Daddario?
Yeah, her. She's in it. So it's about, it's, so this individual, this person, he's kidnapping women and like keeping them in cages and killing them and raping them, and he's a predator.
Okay, he's a serial killer. Still a rapist predator.
But he hangs on to them, like he has them in cages and shit. Like, you know, he's
right.
A sicko. And so in the beginning of, like, I was like wondering how this is going to play out, because like in the first 30 minutes, they catch the guy. And so I was like, well, how is this going to play out? And then it turns out that he has an accomplice, and they don't know who the accomplice is.
Okay.
And they're like trying to figure out who it is.
This is a movie or a...
It's a movie. Oh, okay. And Henry Cavill's in it. Uh-huh. Fucking Superman, Witcher. And he has this British accent too. And I was just like, fuck yes!
You mean he's using his real voice?
I said his British accent.
I know, yes, but he's using his real voice, because you know what's really funny?
But he looks tired in the movie, though. Like, you could tell, like, he's a cop who's tired of, like, his job, because like, they're finding bodies all over the place and women and, you know, stuff like that. Like, he has a daughter, and his daughter was posting, like, pictures on, like, Instagram, and the mom was like, oh my gosh, your daughter's posting this shit. And she was like, well, it's private, and I guess some dudes were, like, trying to slide in her DM. And he was like, what have I told you about these people? Like, he was like, look at this guy's profile. He's posting all these pictures. All of his friends are women. He's trying to make it look like he's not by himself. He's a predator. You know, so it's all about, like, predators on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But they catch the dude. They, like, they save some people, but then there's still people who die. We're trying to figure out who the accomplice is, because all this other stuff is happening outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did not expect what had happened in the movie. And then Ben Kingsley, he's like a retired judge who's hunting men, predators on the internet, and he's like castrating them. Because he's like, oh, like he goes into their profile, like he knows all this stuff, and he's handling business himself.
Oh.
And they're like, you need to stop this right now, but give us some of your resources. Like, what are you using? So it was really interesting. I watched it like at 10 o'clock. I stayed up all night and watched it, and it was pretty good.
I'm not said all night. It went off at 11:30.
Bitch, I go to sleep at like 9:30.
Ew. Is that what you were watching last night?
No, the night before. Okay. It was good though. It was really interesting. I'm not going to ruin the story, but you should definitely check it out. It's on Amazon Prime. It's called Night Hunter. But like, I really don't like when hot men are in movies and they never take their fucking shirt off.
Okay.
That pisses me off. Yes, I'm objectifying men. Oh, well. But because Henry Cavill never takes his shirt off. He always has on this fucking dad sweater and shit. Okay, we get it. You're a dad and a cop. It was good.
The cops take their shirts off.
Not in that movie.
That's funny.
But it was pretty good. So I would suggest, you know, highly recommend that movie. It was good.
Night Hunter.
Night Hunter on Amazon Prime. Guys, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. If you aren't already, subscribe, come back, follow.
Subscribe, come back, follow.
Oh my God. It is our 3-year birthday.
Today?
I just got billed for our domain.
Is that today?
It's not today, but it's like this week. So wish us happy birthday. Thanks.
We're 3 years old.
We're 3 years old.
I'm three. That's from now on. When everybody says, how old are you? I'm three.
I'm three.
With two fingers up.
I'm three. Again, thank you for joining us. You can visit us online at bookoflicepodcast.com. If you want to treat a dog out there to some yum yum treats, visit beautiesbiscuits.com. Use offer code yum, LIES. Yum yum treats. They're for dogs, but you can eat them too if you want it.
If you're hungry.
If you're hungry.
If you want a sugar free snack.
Yep, yep, yep. And it's healthy and yum yum, like I said. Anyway, I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleets.
And this was Book of Lies. The podcast.
It's Bolt Bitches.
California has the largest population in the United States and the site of some of the most famous true crime cases in history. But there's more than meets the eye to the crime in California. Join Sean, Jessica, and Charles on the California True Crime Podcast, as they cover crime both infamous and overlooked from around our state, while looking at the deeper history that goes beyond beaches and movie stars.